Section 1 of Birds and All Nature, Volume 4, Number 1, July 1898. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Padma Divakaruni. Squirrel Town. Where the oak trees tall and stately stretch great branches to the sky, where the green leaves toss and flutter as the summer days go by, dwell a crowd of little people, ever racing up and down, bright eyes glancing, great tails whisking. This is known as Squirrel Town. Bless me, what a rush and bustle, as the happy hours speed by, chatter, 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 chitter, underneath the azure sky. Laughs the brook to hear the clamor, chirps the sparrow gay and brown. Welcome, welcome, everybody, jolly place, the Squirrel Town. Honey bees the fields are roaming, daisies nod and lilies blow. Soon Jack Frost, the saucy fellow, hurrying will come, I know. Crimson leaves will light the woodland, and the nuts come pattering down. Winter store they all must gather. Busy place, then, Squirrel Town. Blowing, blustering, sweeps the north wind. See, the snow is flying fast. Hushed the brook, and hushed the sparrow, for the summer time is past. Yet these merry little fellows do not fear old winter's frown. Snug in hollow trees they're hiding. Quiet place is Squirrel Town. Alex Thorne. End of Section 1. This recording is in the public domain. Section 2 of Birds and All Nature, Volume 4, Number 1, July 1898. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Padma Divakaruni. Wilson's Snipe. Wilson's snipe, otherwise known as the English snipe, jack snipe, and gutter snipe, and which is one of our best-known game birds, has a very extended range, indeed covering the whole of North America and migrating south in the winter to the West Indies and northern South America. Its long, compressed, flattened, and slightly expanded bill gives it an odd appearance and renders it easily recognizable. From March till September, the peculiar and cheerful cheep of the snipe may be heard in the larger city parks, where there are small lakes and open moist grounds, and where it can feed and probe with its long, soft, sensitive, pointed bill in the thin mud and soft earth for worms, larvae, and the tender roots of plants. In some localities in the southern states, during the winter months, thousands of snipe are killed on the marshes where they collect on some especially good feeding ground. We have rarely seen more than two together, as they are not social, moving about either alone or in pairs. Its movements on the ground are graceful and easy, and, while feeding, the tail is carried partly erect, the head downward, the bill barely clearing the ground. We recently watched one through an opera glass, but the frequency of its changes from point to point and the rapidity of its flight discouraged long observation. The flight is swift, and, at the start, in a zigzag manner. Sportsmen say it is a most difficult bird to shoot, requiring a quick eye and a snapshot to bag 4 out of 5. Colonel Goss said that he always had the best success when the birds were suddenly flushed in shooting the instant its startled scape reached his ear, as it is invariably heard the moment the bird is fairly in the air. It is entertaining to watch the courtship of these birds as the male struts with drooping wings and widespread tail around his mate in the most captivating manner, often at such times rising spiral-like, with quickly beating wings high in the air, dropping back in a wavy, graceful circle, uttering at the same time his jarring, cackling love note, which, with the vibrations of the wings upon the air, make a rather pleasing sound. The snipe's nest is usually placed on or under a tuft of grass and is a mere depression, scantily lined with bits of old grass and leaves. The eggs are 3 or 4, grayish olive, with more or less of a brownish shade, spotted and blotched, chiefly around the larger end, with varying shades of umber brown. If you want to identify Wilson's snipe, have with you a copy of this number of Birds and All Nature as you stroll along shore or beach. Our picture is his very image. End of Section 2.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?